if we were to peer over Kip Cornett's shoulder and look at your planning calendar for the week that begins on October 24th, the Saturday prior to the Breeders' Cup, what would it look like? What would we see?
Well, I think if you looked over my shoulder, you would see on October 24th that we do launch with one of our bigger events called the Feeders' Cup, as a play, obviously, on Breeders' Cup. And it's going to be a charitable event that will support God's Pantry. And we are bringing in 25 to 30 food trucks from all over the country, not forgetting our brethren here locally that can participate. But it's an invitational food truck competition that will be held at Whitaker Brank Ballpark. There'll be entertainment there, but you'll be able to pay one price, which is $20, and you'll be able to sample the food from all 25 to 30 food trucks. So the winners of the Feeders Cup competition will actually then be invited to spend the whole week with us in downtown Lexington and be part of the festival. So that's Saturday. Sunday, we have a Kentucky for Kentucky 25 furlong, which a 25 furlong translates out into a 5K foot race, fun run at the horse park. We think what's going to make that event fun, because, you know, there's so many themed runs now, is we're actually offering $1,000 cash prize for the person who dresses like a Kentuckian, and that will be judged by the Kentucky for Kentucky folks. That night is the Thriller Parade, which is always huge. We will be programming free live music from two stages in downtown Lexington starting Sunday, running all the way through Saturday. So,
and those stages will be located, one of them kind of like the Spotlight Festival in front of the new courthouses, and the other
in Cheapside. Yes, okay. That's correct. And we're also going to have a Jumbotron and multiple large TVs down there so people can enjoy what's going on at Keeneland, morning workouts, interviews, NBC shows all week long, as well as the actual televised races on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the middle of town.
One of the things that we're hearing about that sounds really intriguing is something called a restaurant takeover. Can you tell us what that is?
One of the side benefits of the World Championships coming here is there's a lot of neat activities that are going to take place that are really the responsibility in the territory of the Breeders' Cup. For example, on Thursday night, they're having an event called Taste of the World that is organized and managed and orchestrated by Bobby Flay. But that is a VIP event. It's invitation only. But we have 35 chefs that are coming into Lexington just for that event. So we've been working in conjunction with the Breeders' Cup to take a few of those chefs and bring them here a little bit earlier and actually having them stick around later. But our plans right now is we will have multiple public restaurants that will be taken over in different parts of town by a guest chef that you may have seen on television, you may have read about, very high-profile people that will be serving special dinners and take over the whole restaurant with their menu on Wednesday night. And then on Friday night, we're going to bring multiple chefs, and we're going to do a takeover of Spindletop.